Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly minisodes where we talk about new events and new books. New books and new events happening in store and online. I am your host, Gary, and it's going to be another sleepy episode. Becca got sick right when we were supposed to start recording, so I'm going to knock this one out pretty quickly. Also, there's only a couple events to talk about, so it's going to be, I know that I say this every time I do this by myself, it's going to be a short one, but y'all, it's going to be a short one. I'm going to jump right into events. We have one tomorrow and one the day after, and I think that's it for the week. So, tomorrow, June 30th at 7:30, Daryl Wood Gerber and Lee Hollis are going to be in conversation talking about their new cozy mysteries. Daryl's got a book out, A Glimmer of a Clue, which is number 2 in the Fairy Garden mystery series, and Lee Hollis's book, Death of an Italian Chef, which is Haley Powell mystery number 14. Both of those are out today, brand new today, and we are having signed and personalized books available. I believe that means that they're going to be coming into the store to sign those books. So we're going to have books available. Please know that it may take several weeks after the actual event happens for us to get you your signed books, because again, as has happened with many events in the past, it's really hard for us to coordinate getting books signed and getting them in store on the sale date when we have to schedule with authors and do things like that. But we're going to get those books to you as quickly as possible. If you'd like your book signed and personalized, you have 1 week from today, that is next week the 6th, to put in your order for the book and request a book plate. And then tomorrow, Payal Doshi and Juliana Brandt are going to be in conversation talking about their books. Payal's got her new one, Red Blood Nectar. Rhea and the Blood of the Nectar, which came out the beginning of June, and Juliana's newest book, A Wilder Magic, which came out May 4th. The two of them are going to be having their conversation on Crowdcast at 5 p.m., and these ones are not going to be signed books, but book plates. So if you'd like to get a signed book plate, I believe we have them available for Payal Doshi's book, but not for Juliana Brandt. So those are two events. That's it. We've done it. Very simple. Going to be a quiet week this week. Nothing else happening until next Tuesday, which of course we'll talk about in the next minisode. It's also the end of the month, so there's not a whole lot of new books coming out that we want to talk about. There are a few that both Becca and I wanted to shout out. Of course, since Becca's not here, I'll go ahead and shout out A Total Waste of Space Time by Jeffrey Brown. Jeffrey Brown is a writer and illustrator who has done a whole bunch of stuff in middle grade. I believe Becca even shouted them out in the most recent like long form episode, the first mental health episode that we did with Victoria and Jenny. So that's coming out, Total Waste of Space Time. I'm also particularly excited because there are two Star Wars books out this week. The next two High Republic books are out. Star Wars Rising Storm by Kevin Scott, which is the sequel to Light of the Jedi that came out earlier this year. I'm about halfway through it, and it is so good. The story is just so good. I think they're doing such a good job with the High Republic stuff. I now have to go back and read... I don't remember the name. I want to say Out of the Shadows, but I don't think that's right. There was a middle grade book by Justina Ireland, which I believe is about a character named Vernestra Rowe, who is the Padawan of Stellan Geos, a Jedi who is particularly important in this one. He was one of the Padawans that was raised with Elzar Mann and Avar Kriss, people who, if they read the first High Republic book, Light of the Jedi, will know both of those characters very well already. So I'm very, very excited. Also, Daniel Jose Older's Race to Crash Point Tower is also out this week. That's a young adult one. I don't actually know which characters that one's following. I haven't gotten a chance to pick that one up yet, but I am going to. So that should be really fun. I think Out of the Shadows actually is the new Justina Ireland. I think there's a different one that came out earlier this year. I don't remember now that I'm thinking about it. It's been too long, and there's too many books. The other one I'm particularly excited about that's coming out this week is called Gear Breakers. This is from Zoe Hana Makuta, and it is a cool, like, mech story. Two girls on opposite sides of a war discover they're fighting for a common purpose. They're trying to take down this sort of tyrannical rule of a group that is aided by giant mechs, and they are going to destroy the mechs and end the war by infiltrating the group and taking them down from the inside. And I've not started this one yet, but I have one in on my shelf ready to come home, so very excited. I will probably give an update on that one as soon as well. Let's see, what else is this week? There's a Parks and Rec book by Rob Perlman that's out. There's a Stranger Things book, Rebel Robin, that's coming out. Not a whole heck of a lot else. Bad Moon Rising by John Galligan. Dead by Dawn by Paul Doiron. But yeah, like I said, short week this week. Very quiet episode. Only two events. So we will have another episode out on Thursday. That is going to be part two of our conversation about mental health. This one, I am going to be joined by Nick and Kellyanne again, because Becca is sick today. We recorded just the three of us and let Becca have a day off. So next week, of course, we're going to have another long episode, mini-sode. Hopefully, if both Becca and I are feeling well and schedules work out for the first time in a little while, it's going to be nice to have, like, both of us together. So stay tuned for that. And we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.